Welcome to Sustainable Worship. My name is Cinnamon Ruth Leggett, and I am your podcast host. Worship is a feeling or expression and even an adoration for God. My goal is to help us build sustainable cultures of worship that are not shaken by our daily circumstances. In all things, give thanks. Join me on the journey to building a sustainable worship experience through music, inspiring testimonies, fun stories, and more. Once again, my name is Cinnamon Ruth Leggett, and welcome to Sustainable Worship. Lessons from the Garden. Lesson 15. Don't count me out. During a recent grocery trip, I purchased basil in a container. Now, I've purchased basil from grocery stores before, but this basil was different. It had very large leaves and seemed to be more hardy than I've seen before. I took it home. I ground up a portion of it. I put a secondary portion of it in a little bag. And then I took a third portion of it and decided to place it in water to see if it would grow a root. I wanted to plant this hardy basil and duplicate its DNA if I could. So I did just that, and a few weeks went by, and one small little root appeared. And while it might have been premature, I was so excited that I placed it in the dirt. And a few days went by, I watered it, and while it was now in its new dirt home, things were not improving. Instead, the clipping of basil was becoming more and more dry. More days went by, and instead of looking better, it was looking worse. Day and night, I would check it, and no positive changes. And then it happened. One late evening before heading to bed, I took one last look at my little basil. Hold that thought for just a minute. I almost removed it from the soil days earlier and counted it as a loss. As a lesson learned. But don't count me out. As I took one last peek at that basil before going to bed, I noticed that the leaves were lifted a bit. I said to myself, why is that lifted? I reached down, I touched it, and to my amazement, it felt strong and alive. Could it be that while many days went by with its progress going in the opposite direction, it was now thriving? Maybe it just needed one more day, but who knows which day was actually the one more day that it needed. Even more interesting, I'm sure I checked it that morning, and it was looking just as bad. But now night had fallen, and that little basil in the dark was now thriving. What I want you to know is that the end is sometimes the end, but not always. You see, with a little delicate balance, I pondered, remove it from the dirt or give it one more day. I would have been completely justified removing it from the dirt, but instead chose to hope, chose to hold on to just one more day. Let's give it just one more day and see if that one more day will prove that it's going to be okay. Well, indeed, it has proven that what appeared dead wasn't actually dead. So don't count me out. Perhaps you have a situation that you've been caring for so carefully, and instead of improving, it continues to look worse and worse. Don't count me out. With the delicate balance of decisions, perhaps one more day or one more try or one more intervention of the status will change. Don't count me out. Ultimately, the one little root plus the dirt and the sun was enough to allow this little basil to begin a long life of strength and provision. Oh, my goodness. If I was a preacher, I'd say over and over, don't count me out. It looks over, but don't count me out. It looks dead, but don't count me out. It looks like it's not promising, but you say it. Don't count me out.
Thank you. You are listening to Lessons from the Garden on the Sustainable Worship Podcast.
Hi, this is Cinnamon Ruth Leggett from the Sustainable Worship Podcast. If you're enjoying the Sustainable Worship Podcast, would you share it with someone else so that they too can get started on the journey to sustainable worship? I hope this podcast has brought you closer to a sustainable culture of worship that is unbreakable and centered around Jesus. Until next time, my name is Cinnamon Ruth Leggett, and this is the Sustainable Worship Podcast.
He heals me daily along the way. He heals me daily, and my life is forever changed. And I know that too.